Sukkah should have been valid, Bob Shkot, he took should have been valid, didn't we have today to be on the Sunday?
Now there are three things. There is what we call the Mishnah mentions two things, Kinnut and Nakritia. So Kinnut, so Rashi explains, means that you have four poles placed near the four Vagoy Hamito, and it's the poles are quite high, and you spread out the sheet on top of the four poles. That's the key. What's that? So the Mishnah says, Pires of Gabakino is Psuk. And then the Mishnah says, I will Pires of Gabakino. What's Nakritamito? In other words, you just raise two poles, one at the head of the bed, and one at the end of the bed. Two poles. And then you spread the sheet. So mainly the essential feature of Nakritim is, as Asher says, that it's a shipua. Because you have one pole here and one pole here, and then you put a sheet. So in other words, it doesn't tell you back. The sheet is spread like this. So it doesn't tell you back. So that's why it's question. Why? These two are mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, Omar Abidah Mashmuel, Mutalishen be Kilo Misu. What's Kilo? So, Kilo is, it's not exactly like Nakliti, and it's not like Kilo. So he says, Mutalishen be Kilo Misu, Abot Ishmael Shmota. So what is Kilo? Kilo Rashi says, Hakusho Spiris Amito, the Abot Ishmael Shmota, She is not going to shoot of Ishmael Nakliti, Kilo Shome Kishon Tineitis. In other words, even though that you spread it out over the bed, so in Nakliti, in Akuti and in Kinu, so you have extra poles that are attached, that are placed near the bed. But in Kinu, you have four extra poles, and the four poles are placed at the four legs of the bed. And that's in Kinu. And in Akuti, you have two poles. One is at the head of the bed, and the other one is at the end of the bed. And we spread it. But in Kilo, you don't have any extra poles. You just spread the sheet over the bed. You just spread the sheet over the bed. So over, you spread it over the boards. The boards of the bed. No extra poles are placed near the bed. So suppose someone, if you have, let's say, this is the bed. This is the bed. And then you also have, this is the other end of the bed. And you place the sheet over. No extra poles. So that's Kilo. So, Gemara says, Mutalisha be Kilo Bisu. The other appreciation of that. Now, if the bed is like this, and then, you put a sheet over the bed, and the person will sleep, and this is spread over the boards of the bed, so So then, well, you could argue that what is here is not the kind of suke, because this sheep that is placed over the board of the bed is an elachete, it has a dar. All that we need in order to be considered a dar, to have a shemeyah, is tefach. And this is tefach, it's more than tefach. It's spread out over the board of the bed. So it shouldn't be the kind of suke because of elachete. Still, Omar Avrita Mashmoya, Muta Lishol, the Kilo, the Suke, the Ava Pishinishlaga, the Hu Shein of the Beyasa, the Hu Shein of the Beyasa. So, in other words, when will it not be able to say, if, let's say, the bed goal is 10 Kochim high, and from the ground of the bed up to here is 10 Kochim, and there he'll spread the sheet over it, and he'll sleep beneath the sheep, then will not be the kind of suke. Because since it has a dark, and in addition, there is a height of 10 tochim from the ground of the bed till the sheep, so mainly it's a yahweh, it's what it is. That's right. From the surface of the mattress. So, in such a case, it will be a real hate. But if it's not a Beyasa, even though it is a real dark, it covers the whole bed, the whole hole of the bed, but if it's not a Beyasa, so it's not a real hate. Who is a Beyasa? Now, Kiva, who's a sweet man, because I have a vision in Shulga. She ain't got a mission for his own activity. And will show me a vision in Shulga. So the Gemara asks the Kashi Toshka. Hayosh in the Chivo Bishnuk Teriyot in the Vose. So the Gemara is a Teriyot, but my skin of Shigriya Sof. Maisi. Hayosh in the Chasam Bito Bishnuk Teriyot in the Vose. So what difference does it make whether he sleeps under the ground of the bed, or he sleeps under the mattress, but above it, there is a sheep. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, for Tio Gemar Shmuel, they need to give a so. In other words, when we say that Ayoshi Tahasa Mito is Loyotso, if let's say the bed, the mattress, is placed upon feet, upon legs, and from the karka, asuka, up to the mattress, is the tor. So in other words, so then the mattress itself is an eya that is tentvochim, so it's an eya achim. The mito of the yasur. Alright. Tosh, oi shepir is al gabi kineifes, psulo. So you more at first give the teretz. Tosh, name of the yasur. Volim tono achim. Vitanye, Nakliti Schneid, Nakliti, you have two poles. Vikinefes Abo, Piris Abinefes Psuo, Algabitimleti Shelo, Ovilvad, Shol Nakliti Dreim in Amutaso. So even Nakliti, which does not negate the Kila Mitzvah Suke. So only if it's not Dreim in Amutaso, but if it's Dreim, so even Nakliti negates the Kila Mitzvah Suke. The implication being, that vis-a-vis Gneifes, even if it's not the Yasor, it's still against the mitzvah of Sukkot. We call the Gneifes a Lavishim Yasor, so the more you tell, Shana Gneifes, the clear. Now the more it comes to the conclusion that there is a basic distinction between Gneifes and Kilo. So, why Gneifes, now Gneifes and Kilo have one common feature, namely, both Kineifes and Kilo have a dark. They have a dark. But Kineifes has a dark, and it negates the Kilo Mitzvah Shigeit, and Eilach Eitzeit, even if it's not the Beyasa. Kilo has a dark, but it only negates the Mitzvah, the Kilo Mitzvah Suke, if it is the Beyasa. So that's the difference. Why is there a difference? weise that can manifest even if it's not the Vyasa, so it still negates the Kiyo Mitzvah Sukhi, as long as it has a God. And Kiyo, even though it has a God, so it can only negate the Kiyo Mitzvah Sukhi if it is coupled with the Kiyo Vyasa. The answer is because a Kinefes is something that is for one. It's a pole. You have four poles, and since you attach four poles, so the mainly it is something for one. So since it is something for one that is placed there, I mean relatively permanent, I mean it's not there, very permanent, but that was placed, that it stayed there for the duration of the time that the suke will be standing. So the mele, since it can manifest, is something for Pua, so even though it was not a Vigivaso, it still has a Shemela. It's not a real for Pua, so it's a real Aga. But a real Aga also has a Shemela. Masheimke, Kilo, what is Kilo? Kilo, there are no special poles attached, right? The bed has two sides. It has the bed board near the head, and then at the end of the bed, there is a board. So that was the place in order to put the shita. That was place, that's a mythical part of the structure of the bed. Then the person spread the sheet over the two boards. So mainly it has no kriyas at all. So since it has no kriyas, so if it is of Allah has the Baya Yud, then it has the Shemel. But if it's not in the Baya Yud, and it has no Kriyas at all, so it doesn't even have the Shemel Aga. If it doesn't have the Shemel Aga, it cannot be raised. You see, the Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yude is on the question whether a Neil Aga can be raised whether a Neil Aga can be raised. But a Neil Aga, it has to be a quarter of Yude, seems Suke, has to be in Hiras Keva, so a male Aga cannot be Chaitis altogether. But a quarter of Avalon, seems Suke does not have to be in Hiras Keva, so even a male Aga can be Chaitis with the Asuke. But the best that with Lapokas is Shem male Aga. So, by Kinefes, so with Lapokas, it has is Shem male Aga. Even though, I mean, he can take off the sheep from the poles, but the poles were here in order to spread a sheet over it. That's the whole purpose of the attachment of the poles. Otherwise, why did he attach poles? Four poles. So it was here for the purpose of being able to spread a sheet of the poles. So mainly, it has something. So mainly it has a Shemel, even without 10 walking out. Without being 10 of night. Mashain came. Kilo. So there is nothing that was attached, that was placed in order to spread the sheet over it. He spreads the sheet over the board of the bed. The board of the bed are there anyway. So the male if it is 10 fucking night, if it is 10 fucking high, then it has a Shemel. But if it's not 10 fucking high, it does not even have a Shemel. So the tree. Well, the Torah, the Eyes and Forge of the Gabon Rokhaton, the Kriti Shvayim is a mystery. You see, the ends are written by the seal of myself. The Kriya, I will kill a loy Kriya the Chazok of the Kinefes. You got to me, go out, so on the Chosh. So it doesn't even have the Shemel Aga. I mean, I'm using these expressions because the Mitzvah uses these expressions. It's not even a Shem, it doesn't even have the Shemel Aga. Alright. So the Gemara says, Tashu, Vali Sukal, Vali Sukal, the Kriya, ויאמר שמואל כאשר כחסולו, so סוכר גבי סוכר is certainly clear, and still, in order to be chaitzis, so then, there has to be a 10 tefachim difference between the Sahari and the Sahtachte, so isn't it a logical kalvachayda, that Eve li gabi sukar tachasukar. So we say that the lower schach that once it's not possible unless there is a haplogi of ten tefachim, so like a skamo v'chamo gabi kineifes, that it shouldn't be an elachitzes unless the leaves have told you of them talking. So you know I didn't tell it. And the whole song, doing with Nisal Suke, Baso, Hoche, Shavi Oile, Potomazone, Nanabo, because by Sukatakasuko, so we have no problem at all. We have the lower layer of Sah, and we have an upper layer of Sah. Why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? Because the Leila hates it. In the heavy meaning that is possible on Basukas, then we would be puzzled. We wouldn't say that the mitzvah simply is negated because there is one Sah, there is another Sah. So why if there is one Sah and another Sah? You can put up as many pieces of Sah as you want. So why shouldn't you be able to put up one Sah on top of the other Sah with a flogging of the number of 42? Only. So if there hadn't been exerasa kosu of basukas, then I would say, even with the biggest flogging, it should be shayo. Because what's wrong? What? How can you say el chetzit? What is chetzit? You had one Sah and another Sah. Suppose you put up five layers of Sah, one on top of the other. So does that negate the sichu? We don't negate the sichu. So what difference does it make whether one is on top of the other or one is above the other? But there is a special zerasakosu. So that special zerasakosu of shnei schoches applies only to a case where there is a real akloge of ten tvochen. Otherwise not. Masha'ikim here, he cannot be eitze with the sheet. The sheet is posthumous. But, so the melee, even though there is no akloge of ten tvochen, but still the sheet itself cannot be used as a schach. So maybe it's a lelachit. So, also because there it's a special chiddush haTorah that it becomes possible. Without the exerasa kosu, it would never become possible. Because the lower piece of schach is schach kosher, and the upper piece of schach is schach kosher. So what's wrong with it? But we have a special exerasa kosu. So it's a special chiddush that it becomes possible. So that soul takes effect only when there is a fog of death. But here we don't have to resort to a special finish. He has to sleep and he has to eat under the sky, not under the sickle of the sheep. So the melee, even though there is no outlook of the talking, so it's still a relaxation. But in the case of Kimo, so because it cannot be relaxation because it doesn't even have to share the lava. Also, the leaves are sick of us all, hoping we shall be all, but to us all, not have all. But by killing, because there is no fears at all, so it's not even an ill. Alright. Also, the leaves are sick of Kassim, Shishubita Suko, Kashiro Katsuo, Hokamu, the Mikra Yeno Suko, and Mr. Tatino, hoping we shall be able, so Yoshi Tako, I will show us okay, Shiro. Alright. Now here, Rashi is saying that it's very reasonable. I mean, it's discovered like that. I mean, it would be unreasonable to say the contrary. So Rashi says, Hochad will shav yoreyal, shol yoshim takto, avol shor asuk eksheo. In other words, there is a basic distinction between the case where we have the psul of sukkah and asukkah, so then it passes the sukkah. Masha'im came the case where we have the sheep spread out over the poles, over the akrifi, so it doesn't pass the sukkah. But it negates his kima mitzvah because he was sleeping under the sheep. He wasn't sleeping under the sah. So it negates the kima mitzvah in respect to the place where he was sleeping. But somebody else, here, he spread out the sheep. He spread out the sheep over here. And so the one who was sleeping under the sheep, he's not becoming sick. But somebody else sleeps on the couch, on the bed, next to this, and over the bed that is adjacent to him, there is no sheep spread out, he would be the kind of sukkah. Even though, without that portion of space in the sukkah, over the bed, so the sukkah does not have Zayin al-Zayin, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't pass in the sukkah. The one who sleeps under the sheep, under the kilo, he is not becoming because he doesn't sleep under the sukkah. So it's like a person who eats in Isuke, and there are certain portions sometimes you find in Isuke that there is just bacon there. I mean, just there, no sap. So one, if one will see that in that chair where it's beneath the air, so that would kind of Isuke, of course, it doesn't pass up the rest of the Isuke. So here too. When it's Ipsu of Sugetakasuko, so then it passes the Sukha, because it's a special Ipsu. But Hayoshi Takasakiro, and when it's the way you talk, it doesn't pass the Sukha. But this particular person who lies beneath the sheep, he doesn't lie under the Sukha, he lies under the sheep. But another person sleeps in the bed, adjacent to this bed, and over the other bed, there is no sheep spread out, so he is the kind of Isuke. This is what Rashi is saying. Hopefully, you shall be able to use the doctor. I will show you a sheep. So, what's the matter? I'm not the only one. He can be clear. But, in connection with Kilo, so then it's not in the Rachel says, because there is no clear spatula. Right. Omar Abdach, with the Baradima, Omar Shmuel, Hayoshim, the Kilo, Orei, Meitzi Reishe, Chutz, the Kilo, the Kira Triashi. So if he is naked, and so there is an Isser of the Oil Choyab as Gomo, so he cannot recite Triashma if he is naked. So he says, but if he is lying naked in the bed, and the bread is spread, over the bed is spread the Kilo, Ishi, and then so he can Hayoshi Kilo when the Hutri Kilo Vitriashma. Let's see the Rash. The Hid Dva Veyaru. We are Rimon, the Mokim Shavu Bishon, Reishi Yizrak. Vilitza Mishubi Roy Dova. So we do not say that the Mokim Shavu Bishon Reishi Yizrak. He wraps himself up in a sheet. So then, even though he doesn't wear any pants, nothing, but he directs himself up in the sheet, so in many ways, he's allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. He's allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. So what does, so here, if he's Yoshin the Kilo, Oren, he saw Yoshin the Kilo Oren, so that sheet that is spread on the bed is considered as if it is, as if it wrapped him up. Now, if a person, so if a person is naked and he will wrap himself up over the head, then he will not be able to say creation. If a person is naked and he has no nothing, he is completely naked, but he'll take his sheet and he'll wrap himself up till over the head. So then he's not allowed to recite creation because he's naked and the sheep covers his head too. But if a person will take a sheep, a naked person will take a sheep and will wrap himself up to here, but the head, the sheep will not cover the head, so then he's not clear as the elbow. So then the elbow is covered, the sheep covers the elbow. But if the sheep covers completely, you'll take a sheep and you'll cover yourself completely, so then you'll not be allowed to recite Kriyat Shema because he's naked. Masha'inke, if he wraps himself up with the sheep till the neck, and the sheep doesn't wrap his head, then the elbow is covered. So, in this case, now, if we were to say, the Hindu Abel, the Hindu Mokisha Hutishon, Rishi Israel, wie letzter Mischung wie heute bekommen, er war Sommer. Er war Rilke, wie zu Reiche, und wie Chalunke. So in other words, it is just as if a person is naked, and then he takes a sheet and wraps himself, his whole body, his shoulder and everything, but this is there, the sheet, so then he's allowed, so then he's not for yourself. Now, however, suppose someone is naked, and he pushes out his face through the window, and his whole face is outside the window, is outside the window, but he is naked. So then we cannot say that he can say Kriya Shema, then he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because sins, the vice, the room in which he's standing, near the window, is a nail, so then we say, Rimokim Shehube Shom Reishim Yisrael. So in other words, even though the head, his mouth, with which he recites the Kriya Shema, is outside the window, is in the street, is in the area of the street, but since he is naked, and the Levah Guf is standing in the room, even though the head and his mouth are outside the window in the street, in the area of the street, he cannot recite Kriya Shema. So if a kilo had been considered as an eyal, So when a person pushes out his head, his face, from the kilo outside, so then it would be like a person who is naked and he pushes out his face, his head, through the window. He's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So, but the reason is why he can't recite Kriya Shema, because it's not an eyal. If it's not an eyal, so that means that the kilo is like a sheet that wraps up his body. And the face is outside the kilo. So it's like a person, a naked person, wrapping his own body in the sheet, and the face is outside the sheet. So then he can recite Kriya Shema, that means he's covered, he's dressed. Alright. Mason, Hayoshe the kilo ore, loyo nitzireshe, which we kilo ore, yitra Kriya Shema. So it's contrary to Shmuel's memory. So the Gemara says, "How can I ask him? She Kriya Shema." In other words, Kriya Shema. So if Kriya Shema is the same halacha as Kavisukim, so if it's Kriya Shema, then the kilo is considered as an eyal. So it's like a hat, a little hat. This kilo, this bed with the sheet spread over it, is like a little house, like a little hat. And when he pulls out his head outside, it's like a naked person pulling out his head through the window. So then we say that he's not allowed to recite Krishna. Okay, I'm going to stop him. He's going to say that Holy was a name of a little by Sore. So he needs a nation with a Halei with a Krishna. Shmam. Ubay Sname. Ata Krishna. Ubay Yaso. Kiven the Kiviya. Or in Elohim. So we go back, we can end this. Now, what would be the halacha? What would be the halacha? If we suppose someone happens to be in a vice that is very, very low, it's not going to be a soul. And he'll pull out his face through the window, he's naked, and he'll push out his face through the window, and he'll try to recite Kriya Shema, he's not allowed to do that. But why? The answer is, when do we say that if it's less than Asoro, so then he doesn't have the Shemeya, or that's without a kilo? Because kilo is not something that exists there for good. It's not something that has a kriyas. He just spread out the sheet. He spread out the sheet half an hour later. Right now he wants to lie down in the bed, so he spread the sheet over. Then, when he gets up, so away with the kilo. But if it is Babiya Soro, even though it has no Kriyas, it has a Shemeya. But if it's not Babiya Soro, it has no Kriyas, it doesn't have a Shemeya. But the Bai is Mamish, even though it's very low, it's 9 from the floor of the room till the ceiling is only 9 and you'll pull out. So even though it's not 9, it's still a Shemeya, it's Rigora of Kriyas, if it's Kriyas. So it's considered to have a Shemeya. Even though it's not really talking, why? Because he placed deliberately impose in order to adapt it for the sheep that he's going to spend on it. So the vice manager was built, no matter how long it is. All right, he did a school. But it doesn't matter, he did a school. Also has Ishmael, can also have Ishmael. Can also have Ishmael. So the melee, the vice manager of the Shingabia, so the tree or yellow, the Rigoba Mikinez. So he will not be allowed to say Kriyashma. And the same thing would be with Abigailates. Suppose you have the extra poles that are four poles that are attached to the Vagila Mito, and then you place the sheep over the four poles, and then someone is naked, and he will put out his head, so he will not be allowed to say flesh. Now the Gemara says, Lishna Hine, Amgalo, Omar Yudah Mashuel, Muta Lishay Bikilas Hasan in the Suk. So first, so what the Lishna Vishayno, Rosh Vishay, was Muta Lishay Bikilo Bisuke Abal Vishayesh of God, the Rushay in the Vyasa. Here I say, Omar Yudah Lishna Hine, Amgalo, Omar Yudah Mashuel, Muta Lishay Bikilas Hasan in the Suk, the Vishay in the God. About Pisha Gabriyas. So, right, the first memory has referenced one situation. The second memory has referenced another situation. The first memory has referenced the situation where it has a God, but it's not Gabriyas. The second memory, the Mishnahina, has referenced the situation where it is Gabriyas, but it is Gabriyas, but it has no God. Now, there are three Shidus HaShemi. There is one Shidus HaShemi that there is no Machlekes between the two Shidus. So, one Moshe says one thing, and one Moshe says the other thing. And there is no Machlekes. In other words, the first Moshe of Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, so, discusses one situation. A Kivo that has a God, and does not, is not the way of Yitzhak. So it's not, does not have a Shalit. Even though it has a God, it does not have a Shalit because it has no trees. It has no trees. And then the other man that discusses another situation. So he says, where it is the way Yitzhak, but it's spread out in the form of a slant, like this. It is the Yitzhak now, but it's spread out like this. It has no God in the form of Islam, the Shikwa. So that too does not have Ishmael. So Maramachodem Alay Prige is two separate things. That's one Shikwa. Then there is another Shikwa, which is the Shikwa of Taisves. In the Taisves, you are master. So he's the Shikwa of Taisves is the seat of Tesis is, as a matter of fact, in Tesis itself, it might be, it's not so clear, but in Tesis itself, it's mashma, there are two shades. The first version in this Tesis apparently assumes that there is no machlokes between the two shades. Maro machodem with it. And then when Tesis says, in amit hochet uye, amit pelishne, and the Krimishne, this the second Washington says that the Kivas Hasani, the Roy Tree, what it means the Roy Tree has no God, is the Shikwa. Afimu Kobeya Yud, Isha, Aisha. So in other words, the Kivas Hasani, the Roy Tree, that has no God, but it is Kobeya Yud. So that's the second Washington. But the first question cases are currently assumed by Krishani, who say it's Maramachodem Lekli. The second question says, since he says, Lishnachini Amro, Omer Abudah Mashmuel, Muta Lishin Kivas Hasani, Visuke Lishin Dag, Aval Pishi Deveya, Aso, So this second version holds that they kill us Hassan, that there's no God. Very clear means there's no God. Bishikua. But the way I do it, so by Kibo, it's not real. It's not even real. Because it has no clearance whatsoever. So that's the second version of Rabbi Yom Shmuel. But the first version of Rabbi Yom Shmuel says, Mutavisha Bikibo Bisuko appreciation of God. Bishayna Babayasa. But the implication being, but if it's the reverse, that if it is, has no God, but the way I saw, then it's possible. That's the second chitzachim. And then there is a third chitzachim that the informations, which Teisves rejects, dismisses it, the Shteyavayim, that the two Mishaynes have reference to the case of a kilo that has a God and is not governed. So there are three sheets. There is one sheet of shame that there are no two shades. Number eight, according to that sheet of shame, kilo is only the games, the kilo of mitzvah of suke if it has total risk, in other words, it's the way I use it, and it has a God. But if it's on the hotel risk, in other words, it has a God, but not the way I use it. Or the way I use it, but doesn't have a God, then it doesn't make any key. According to all machines. And then there is a shit of some shame. Then there is a shit of some shame. That in the case of a kilo that has a God, but is not the way I saw, then according to everybody, he does not make any kilometers. But the Atomi Shane is in the case of a kilo that has no God and is the way I saw. And then there is a shit of a shame that in the case of a kilo that has no God, but he's going to be also, then everybody admits that it was not negated. But the two shades are in connection with the case where it has a God and it's not going to be also. The ritual mentions all the sheets. So actually, Tesis implies two sheets. One sheet is forgotten by Tesis, but the other sheet is implicit because since Tesis says, Inam. The other thing, the Hanaf tradition. So, I'll go about it. So that means that until Tesis said in Name, Tesis assumed differently. That there is no Makot. Mishnah Chinam, Golom Rabbi Yom HaShmuel, Muto Mishnikot Sassani Mishnuko, Nifishay Mogad, Amor Kishay Meyal Soro. Oh, Kira Sassani, Eino Kishoki, ונאי שמוע גם, ושמו אותו, וגגו משוקו כשלח ריקים. ואיס, היו אשר כאילו בשוקו ליוצא לכם ועושה. So we see that he does negate, הוכם מה יסכים עוד, ושנאי שמוע גם. So in other words, what does it mean? ושנאי שמוע גם, אין מתגובי עשור. אין מתגובי עשור. So in other words, it has a God. And go be a soho, then it negates. Then it negates. Toshak. Nachrit Mishnai, two poems. We can read this abo, four poems. Peter's about to leave a face, so. I'll go Nachrit in Sheva. Who will watch Nachrit in Vain, Namita soho for him. Hopper Namita soho, so. Have a fish in the guard. So we see, in this abo Nachrit, that evil is the way I saw. So, Still, it is possible, even though it does not have a God. So why do we say that by Kilo, even though it's a real soul, it does not have a Kilo Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Shana Nakriti, the Kriya. In other words, because Nakriti is more humble than Kilo. So what's the Aloha? So how do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that even though Nakriti is not as humble as Gnevis, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah spells out the contrast between Gnefes, Kilu, and Nachriti. Pirus al Gabi, Kilu Vitzulo. But Pirus al Gabi, Nachriti Amito is Chayot. So Nachriti is relatively calm, and Kilu is relatively humble. Still, even though Nachriti is relatively calm, but if it has a Gibaso, even though it has no God, so then it also negates. It's possible. It also negates the Kibamis. So it's possible. But vis-a-vis Nachriti, so it only negates, it's only possible, it negates the Kibamis if it is Gibaso, if it is Gibaso, without a God. But suppose it has a God, but it doesn't give us all, it does not negate. And Vashem came, Kilu, negate the Kiva Mitzvah, I mean it's possible in either case. Whether the Reyeseh consists of no God, whether the Reyeseh consists, on the contrary, of the God, that's the Reyeseh. The Reyeseh, the thing that is a reason for negating the Kiva Mitzvah. Whether the Reyeseh consists of a God, or the Reyeseh consists of Givat Etzvot. Mashiach, Gavei, Nachriti, so only the Reyeseh of having Etzvot negates the Kiva Mitzvah. But the Reyeseh of the God does not negate the Kiva Mitzvah. This is what you are saying. So, Shem Nachriti create, each real ever to create it. So then the most kashi is Moreshah. If you say that Nachriti is Kriye, so it should have the same deen as Gneifes. What's the halacha of Gneifes? That as long as there is one Reyeseh, it doesn't matter which Reyeseh, there are two Reyeses. One Reyeseh is the fact that the sheep has a God. The other Reyeseh is the fact that the sheep has a Geva of 10 Tfochim from the ground. From the ground of the bed. So, vis-a-vis Kilu, so either Reyeseh passes. Either Reyeseh. And when would be Chelo? Kilu? Kilu would be Chelo if we have neither a God nor a Gila Ten Tvachim. But if it has a God without Ten Tvachim, or it has Ten Tvachim without a God, Bishipua, so then it passes. That's the Kilu. Vis-a-vis Nachriti, so there is only one Reyeseh that can pass it, Gila Ten Tvachim. Even without God. But the race of God without it for him not. Machine or to be more education. So if we are ready to make this, so let Nachriti have the same status as Gneifes. And so that not only the race of the Tvachim should pass, but the race of God without the Tvachim should also pass like Gneifes. So the Gemara says, we got the Gneifes for it. We got a kilo tree. So he says that there is a difference. It's an anemometer scale. In other words, there are 3 degrees. The most kogua, the biggest kogua of all is Gneifes. The least kogua of all is kilo. And then Nachriti is moderately kogua. So vis-a-vis the most of what Gneifes. So either Reyeseh passes. A God without Givat Etzvachim, or Givat Etzvachim without a God passes. That's the most of it. Vis-a-vis the least of what? Kibo. So only both Reyeses together, a combination of both Reyeses together will pass, will negate it. In other words, Givat Etzvachim plus God. But God, I'm coupled with Givat Etzvachim, or Givat Etzvachim, I'm coupled with God, will not pass. Vis-a-vis Nachriti. So one Reyeseh will pass, the other Reyeseh will not pass. The Reyeseh of Givat Etzvachim will pass. The Reyeseh of God without Etzvachim will not pass. And that's the sheet of most Hashem. The Ram says that the Rit was Shekhin. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is, in the Shekhinah, which is whole days. But this is the usual shita. That's the shita of Moses shita. But the Rambam shita is that by kilinkes, that by nakritin will not pass over. Even if he tells the reyesa of Deva Tentor. Even if he tells the reyesa of Deva Tentor. Where is according to Moses shita? So Nakritin and Kibra are the same. But this Gemara is contrary, is explicitly contrary to the Rambam. Because the Gemara says, Ubevad about Nakritin Sheol, Ubevad Nakritin Kibra and Kibra. So Zarivishka says, there is a Machlekes. Further. Test on veils. Toise sukosekin in sleep. Ushesom kol kesa. That was a face on the shame of God. Brachol machir. And then the Gemara says, Ifre. That the Brezal is machir, but Hachon face. Hachon face. So, in other words, suppose he builds a sukkah like this. Bishapua. There is no God. Like this. In the form of the kol. He'll build a sukkah like this. And he doesn't give it. So, if it is like this, and there is a gap there, then it's okay. Then it's chill. But suppose he doesn't have even a gap there, he builds a sukkah like this. So, the Gemara says, Ifre. So, Rebbezer is machshir and chachomim, basically, in the past, like the chachomim. What's the machlokes between Rebbezer and chachomim? whether Eyo Mishupo Shmoya or Eyo Mishupo Loishmoya. So the Mishnah says, the reason is why the Rambam passes, that Lachlit, so it doesn't pass in the Sukkah. Even though it has a Giva Masor of Rochim, when the Gemara says in so many words, that Lachlit, if it has a Giva Masor of Rochim, even though it doesn't have a Gah, since it's moderately Kofuah. So the Mishnah does pass, because this Gemara quotes with the Mangor of the Rambleza, who holds that they Mishupesh Moeya, they are Mishupesh Moeya. So anyway, we say, since Nakritin is mother of the Kavua, has some Kriyas, not the degree of Kriyas that the Kiruk has, but it has, it is mother of the Kavua. So anyway, even though it has no God, it is Shavua, but it's the way I thought of talking, so it has a Shemaya, Elan, it's a Shemaya. Mashayim Kei, we pass through our Yachomim, that all the Mishikta Loishmeya, so it means, not only it's Loishmeya, it doesn't have a Shemeya Kavua, it doesn't even have a Shemeya Adar, it doesn't even have a Shemeya Adar, God I am, that we pass through, that by Suki it's possible, even though we pass through, that Suki Geras Arabin, not Geras Gera, so, and still, a Suki Mishiko is not here, so that means, that according to the Chachomim of the Blazer, a sukkah mishupo is not even in terasare. It does not have a shem, so in any way it cannot pass in the sukkah. But this Gemara calls with the Mandoma that el mishupo shmei. The Rambam there is another thing. But I mean, this part of the Rambam is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as one wash. The Rambam is another, which we see by the Rambam. Alright. Do we have a good idea to be able to do God? And I'll teach you the answer. Kiman Kirab Yude. The Omar will say, Lame will battle in Feba. The Tan of Rab Yude, they are the Yudu Mishi Tasamito, the last game. Do we have a lot of Kirab Yude? The Omar will have a Kirab Yude, Allah, the Nan in the Lito. Do we have a lot of Kirab Yude? I will kill him, say, Come Ashu. Time of Rab Yude will say, Lame will battle in Feba. But we don't pass by Kabul. So maybe we pass that is in the kilo has both faces, it has a gap, and has a kilo, then it passes. Because according to the Jude, since the Suki is a kilaskeva, and a kilo with both faces, so what could be at most with both faces, with the gap and the kilo, so it could have only a shemi lava. So you have to have the chitzes if you hear them. Now let's see the Rashi. Kabul kam kol kayosh ni ben yishit asamit odim to kabu keis lo lalu she misal keis lo mokoy moki tu daba ashe yo mishpal gado lo takto ni islo yeya ikal ashe meya lo yeo ikal ashe lo shimano lo ashe meya yeo abu tu nisi chasu yo lo yeo ikal ashe meya yeo abu kal dalu lo yit kashmei kamash mo rabe ikal ashe lo yeo yeo. Alright, now let's see in Shmuel. So he mentions both days. Alright. Simen. Koeitzi maieitzi naaba, psikim. Koeitzi maieitzi naaba, roshe amuto. Oso nifre salim sodi. Vilishen tach. Apiu in an ingrain yit. That was, that's kinu. That was, that's four poles that are attached to the four legs of a nifre. So that is the most, the maximum kinu. Apiu in an ingrain yit. Abu lecha geitzei. That's not written. aby mohol byť si den sami to vrejšo. Vašim malo sa oči nekdej, v nejsným kúnosej, z kriešek sma hukým, kým koneš ovená, vyzelo zem múťa, lípri sodnovo, vyliším takto, vyšim nejno gár, hochy tefach o malo, vyhúšelo jeho dvejim jutvo. So that is a common to our world. Vieš maršie, in der Schiebe Zaramba, a filo by dvojim jutvo. But our demore is like a first one. Except the magnitude is the yashik, the Shiri Sarama. But the magnitude is only the yashik, one part of the Rama. But there is another Rama here. וכאילו חסוקי, הלוח המגיב. מי תושב יצא חסוקי? אם גבי עשור תרוכים, אני אשם תחתור להיות של חבוסי. מפני שכיסוקו בסך סוקו. וכאילו תילו, אני מידה... This was in a Rambam, because שכיסוקו בסך סוקו is strange. Because it's an open and a different halacha. The only common denominator between סוקו תחסוקו and this, it consists in the fact the just in Sukkot HaSukkot is not the kind of mitzvah. So here is not the kind of mitzvah either. But it's different reasons. It's Rashi for itself. Sukkot HaSukkot so puzzles the lower Sukkot. It puzzles. So we not be late, even in the portion that is not mamish beneath the Akashah. Mashiach in here, it's only because of the Lachete. So, the one who sleeps under the sheet, or beneath the bed, will not be eating. But somebody else who lies down adjacent to him, but not beneath a bed, he will be eating. So why does it? The Rambam say, because she is the Sukkot, it's different halachas. So the Rosh and the Rambam is right. All right. V'chei kilo, she'ei shlo gar, afilu tefach, in gvei ha'asor ha'tvochim, in other words, that's all right. Kilo is the least common. So, in order to negate the Kilo Mitzvah, there must be total risk. God and Kilo Asoto. V'chein ha-mami, ar-go ha-mudi, u-pireis, sodin aleyem, that's Kilo. Now, Kilo is the most common. And from our Gemara it appears, that by Kino, so it's but one. So in other words, by Kino, in one place it passes. But the Rambam says, the Chena Maimi, our Gemara says so explicitly, that by Kino passes, that's the most of one, that they gave a you without the God, and the God without the Levayu. But you look at the Rambam says, Yechein amami, ahavo amudi, upiri sodin aleyem, in gvei nasoro, harei ze kisuko bisechsu. So he equates kilo with kilo. Kilo is the least of one. So we require, according to the more, because that there should be tartar race. And kilo is the most of one. So one base negates. And the Rambam equates that the Chodem Achter Rechei, Hamani Labo Abunim, Upini Son Malev, even when I saw, he spells it out, only the Yiri Asor. But suppose it's not Yiri Asor or not. Then he says, Avo Shnei Abunim, Shepiri Shalim Sodi, Vichei Kilo Shein Vigago Tefa, Afil Gvoyim Kol Shein, Mute Alishin Tachteyem Visuko. שאין עוד כיסוקו בסכסוקו, מפני שאין לו גג. משאין לו גג. So, the magnitude שני is מיישה עם ביסרם. נהלוך את הדל. That, נקליטי, שני עמיתי, שני עמודים, שפירו יש עליהם סודו. So, שאין לגע בטבע, אפילו גבוהי, כל שאין. So, how the more says, לגע בנקליטי, so, אם יש לזה גיבה טבע, I'm sorry, אם יש לזה גיבה, So, stiamo perché io si dà il tempo a più voi in croce. What do you think we're crocheting? That is my crocheting. It doesn't no matter. No matter how high it is. Even though it's 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 20 o'clock, 30 o'clock. It doesn't matter. So he says, after we're playing crocheting, you need the mile. Regardless of the height of mile. So it's still muta mishitake in the sukkah. Mitnei sheinam kisukkah misasukkah mishitake in the sukkah. That's contrary to our Gemara. So Rabbi Mishnah has the kashes, Rabbi Mishnah the Teretz. Our Gemara calls with the Madoma the deal Mishuk Veshmoel. But the Rambam passes the deal Mishuk Veshmoel. So that explains this Rambam Aloch HaKadale. But the Rabbi Mishnah doesn't explain the Rambam Aloch HaKadale. So this is why the Lechem Mishnah is asking that they get the Rabbi Mishnah. I don't know any Teretz. So the Mechaber, he doesn't mention the Shiras Rambam in regard to Kinu. That he doesn't mention, because that is contrary to our Gemara. And Rabbi Mishnah Teretz does not apply to this Rambam. The Mechaber only mentions the Rambam Shite as one notion, the Rambam Shite in Halacha Chavdalet, in regard to Nachliti. But the Rambam is difficult in regard to Kinu, because the Rambam says in regard to Kinu, the Chinamami, Abu Amuni, the implication being only in Dvein Asoro. But if it's not Dvein Asoro, even though it has a God, not. And our Gemara says that we double kilo, that is most of what. So then, any the reyes of God without the Dvein Asoro, and the reyes of Dvein Asoro without God. So, passage. All right, that's a difficult problem. Yes? So even if the Nakriti, because our Gemara says, the Rambam doesn't pass that, but the our Gemara says that Nakriti, if it's Yubeya, Minamita Asoro, then it passes. Then it passes even without the God. So he says, Minatina Filubein Yucho. So even as long the Rishibei perhaps, Kim Dein Gamiteva. So be sure if you must him and the Hina Loche, Suka Suyo to meet Steve Suo, with the Shayla God, we should be all in the only one. You see, this page is also thought of the oneness of the Mani Mishnah. So that's a strong riot that if he doesn't have a God, he doesn't have a Shemeo, not even a Shemeo Ad. So the page was bothered by Kashi, so why does it pass in the Suki, why does it negate the Kima Mitzvah? It's not an Eoah, it's a So, basically, the Teretz, in the Chanamet, with the Isaac, doesn't pass it. But here, it's a Tzumir Rabbah. It's a special Tzumir Rabbah. Alright. So, when they die, Kavis, with more, the Mutter Mishin, it was Hassan in the Sukh, we all the Asin and Hoche, we in Asore, Heidi with Rabbah. We dab Kev in Akriti, the Kvier, our Kivas Hassan, the Roy Kvier, Akiru, Gobeya Yud, Ishari, So from this Lashon of Tesis, it's mashma that not only the soul of Nakriti, when it is Kovei Ayud, when it is Kovei Ayud, it does not have a God, but the soul of Kineves, where it's not Kovei Ayud, but it has a God, is also only the Rabon Tesis, not the Raisi. That's a Tesis Lashon. Keheche Dechmiru, Mashmah, that is the connotation of Rabbah. So, The Mishaburga mentions in the name of the Primigodim, he said, the Primigodim says, Nakritim the Tetigivayud. So it passes, according to Al-Gimor, even without the Gag, that's only the Rabbah. That's only the Rabbah. Because when I say, couldn't have Mishaburga, Eon Mishuke, Lashmeel, Mashain came, Mashain came, Kinei face, that answers, even without the Givayud. And the Reyes said, the Reyes said, answers, even with the Reyes of God, without the Reyes of Givayud, or the Reyes of Givayud, without God, so then the Chumigodim says, Mashma, Mashma, that with the Reyes negates the Givayud. But, from this, it's Mashma, not like that, not like the Chumigodim. It's Mashma from this, that with the Reyes, so even in Kinefis, if it's not the Reyes, it's not the Reyes. So, he says, so what do you say? I will kill us Hassan in the way Kriye after the way Ayucha. So when he says, kill us Hassan in the way Kriye, what is the way Kriye? So it's not the way God, Tepot. So after the way Ayucha, Kriye the way Kriye, 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 die Schore abonniere ich schon da. Und ich habe mir noch nicht doch nicht. Du hast nicht die Unterbung hier und hier. So, this is the first question case. So the first question case is, that Kilas Hassani droit hier. Kilas Hassani. Kilas Hassani, that does not have it. But it has a Geva Yud. It has a Geva Yud. So that, so it does not negate a Geva Yud. And it's Mashma according to both Roshis. So this first Roshis agrees with the Sheet of the Ritva that Kilas Hasanim that is no, has no peace at all, not even mother peace, none whatsoever. Because in Kilas Hasanim, so, you don't have any poles that are specially placed in order to adapt it for the sheet that you spread over. So then, in order to pass the sukkah, you must have tartar raised, according to Bormish. Then Jesus says, no, iname, kilas hasani the way tree that has no God, but has given you is with hanaf perish. Hanaf perish. Now, in other words, that's the second version. Mutar Mishem Bitoras Hasani Bisukiyam Mishem Vagat. Atal Pishem Gavriya Soho. So the second version holds that it doesn't pass it. But the first version is clear. Even though the first version discusses another situation. But the implication is, since it says, Mishnah Achine, so that means according to the first version, so in the case of Kilas Hasani, that has no God, that has given us all. So then it does pass it. And the second version says that it doesn't pass it. In our God of the Galatha Mishnah, Valkoka Valkoka, Halakha Mishnah, Gilev Shalema. Now there's the third chicken that the Vito mentions. So that case says, reject. Gilev Shalema, the free divination of God, when you give it to you, to Isha Vasa or Sam. So behead the Vimora, tell him, Oshmuy, must be snuck to the way you. Now, I don't want to go over the cases which really eradicate, because it's a very strange cases, and the Mashor raises the question against these cases, and I can't understand what Mashor says. He mentions the pshat of his father, and I can't understand. I spent a lot of time on the Mashor's father's pshat. But, as it appears, if you look into the thesis of Rosh, so you'll see a big village. I'm not going over this thing, because to mention the Mashor will take too much time. Each be a very different Afakar, Sheze, Vishnu, God, Vize, Emul, God, Mikombo came, Mikoshit, God, we do. Kill the Mima so. We can kill a Kriye, Hilka. Apple God, the Kriya, so a show. I will not quit him. וקריאה, אוי קריאה הזובו אסיר, וכנאפס. So he says, אבל מקניתי, וקריאה, אוי קריאה הזובו is אסיר. Now, what the way you should know past this, and the way most Rishayim say, so in other words, there is, so we say that there is a basic distinction between kinefes and makrit. In other words, because kinefes is more kri. So if kinefes is more kri, so the makrit. So if kinefes is more kri, kriya than makrit, so it will puzzle with one race. Kinefes will puzzle with one race. It doesn't matter which race. If it is, whether it's the race of Deva Yud, even though it doesn't have a God, so it passes, but that soon will apply to Nakritin also, according to Al-Gamon. Nakritin Shekibay Yud, even though it does not have a God, so it passes. But, according to most Hashemim, since Kinefes, the Gemara says, Ligabi Kinefes Loi Kriye, Ligabi Kile Kriye, so relative to Kinefes, so Nakritin is not the one. Relative to Kimo, Nakritin is the one. So that means that Kinefes is more Kavua than Nakritin. So because of that, the Gosset Davifo says, and the Ram says, and the Rebsakon Shukono, that vis-a-vis Nakritin, so one Reyeseh passes. And it doesn't make any difference which Reyeseh. Whether it's the Reyeseh that passes Nakritin, that's the Reyeseh of Kiva Yud, uncoupled with a Yag Tepa, or the other race, a Yag Tepa, and not Deva Yud. But this is what the Ritva says. But the Tesis of Rosh says, so, Vikinefes, Avo, Vikavikiva Kriye, Hilka Havo Gav Vikriya Asoro Shor, Avo Nakritin Vikriye, Idriya Asoro Asire, Idriya Asoro Asire, Vikinefes, the Yeshlan Gav, Avo Gav, the Lord Idriya Asoro, Asir. Now let's see the report. The Nakritin, the Kriya Kremine, Salje Hadarge, the Mipsel and Giva Aso, Abadam Rezbega, Abad Loyuva Aso, Nakritin the Loyuva Aso, Abad Dishinesh Logar, we have a Kriyusi. And this is the sheet of course of Shemin, that's the way we should know fast, that there are three dargas, Kilo, Nakritin, and Kinuk. So, Kinuk is the most of what, Kilo is the least of what, and Nakritin is mother of the Kula. That's the way the Shalom passes. We should also mention the three dharmas. So, vis-a-vis Kinefes, so one Reyeseh passes. Vis-a-vis Kilo, only both Reyeses together pass. And vis-a-vis Nakritin, there is one Reyeseh that passes, but one Reyeseh that doesn't pass. Avo Goloi Diva Aso, Avo Pishayesh Lodah, We have a Kriyasi. The Shita of the Tesis of Rosh is that when the Gemara says that Nakritin is not as Kavua, as Kiru, because the Mitzias was that Nakritin will place Bishipua. But suppose you place the Nakritin not Bishipua. So the fact that it's placed on two poles rather than four poles is immaterial. Why should it make a difference? After all, in both Nakritin and in Kilut and Nakritin, you have special poles that are deliberate, geared, in order to be able to spread the sheet over them. But in Kilut, you have four poles. In Nakritin, you have two poles. So why should it make a difference? So why should one be more kavua than the other? Bishoy mekiro is not as kavua as either akuti or kinu, because you don't have any poles that were deliberately placed in order to adapt it for the people's asana. So that's why it has no peace. But in akuti you have poles. But in akuti you have two poles that are geared for the people's asana. In Kinu, he had four poles, so just because he had four poles, so it makes it more kavua. So it makes it more kavua. So that's why the thesis of Osh, Shike, is that when Yimoga says that Kinu is more kavua than Akriti, it's because usually by Kinu, there is a God, Nakriti, since it's placed on two poles, so the melee, when something is placed on four poles, so melee there is a God if you place it on four poles. But if you place it on two poles, so usually there is no God. It's Mishikua. It cannot spread it out, you know, like a sheet in a horizontal, on a horizontal plane. But in the Haname, if it did spread out that sheet over the two poles, so that it has a God of the part. So then it is Kinu. Then it is Kinu. So in other words, according to the ritual, so Kinu is more kavua even than Akriti, even relative to an Akriti, where it's spread out in such a way that it has a God. Why? Because if it has four poles, so in a way it's easier that it should stay on a horizontal plane. If it has only two poles, even if you do spread it out, then it should end up. But sometimes by itself, first of all, any motion, any movement will defeat the spreading out of the sheet. So maybe that's the reason as to why the ritual says that Kinu is considered more kavua even vis-a-vis Nakriti than Tezika. But the sheet of the of what she is, truly the Gemara says, the Mishnah says there is a difference between Kinu and Nakriti. That Kinu is Osea and Nakriti it's Muta. And when does the Mishnah say Nakriti it's Muta? It doesn't have a Gila so. And Kinu is Osea, and Kinu is Osea, even if it doesn't have a Gila so. So why is it so according to this Rosh? Because Kinu is spread out on four poles. So the melee, it usually has a God. That's the clearest, the fact that it has a God. But if you spread out a sheet, a circle, on two poles, but you spread it out in such a way that it has a God, so then it is Kinu. The Mitzias was, Enoch Nabu, that over four poles it had a God, two poles usually it was spread out in such a way that it was Bishopua. So people, when they didn't want, when they wanted it, when they wanted the Sodom to be spread out in the form of Israel, then they used two poles. But if a person will spread it out so that it will have a God, but will spread it out over two poles, then it is still no different. But according to the ritual, it makes a difference. That's the machlokes. So it seems, I mean, there is a toisefer in that case, yes. And there is a Sabyada thesis that has the same deals and the thesis of Osh. So the difficulty in this thesis will be resolved if we take notice of the text of the Sabyada. The Sabyada, the Agulis Adonitwa mentions the text of the Sabyada thesis. But the Masho, I don't understand. Masho says the thesis, the name of his father, I don't understand.